It has been a big week in the race to be Philadelphia's next mayor. Here to break it down for us is WHYY's Katie Culinary. Katie, Tuesday was a big deadline for the candidates. What happened?
Tuesday was the deadline to submit their nominating petitions. That's 1,000 signatures at least from voters in their party to the County Board of Elections at City Hall. So after the 5 o'clock deadline, when all was said and done, we were left with 6 Democrats and 1 Republican who got their stuff in to run for mayor. On the Democratic side, that's State Senator Tony Williams, Lynn Abraham, Jen Kenney, Nelson Diaz, Doug Oliver, and Milton Street. And on the Republican side, that's newcomer Melissa Murray Bailey. But that doesn't mean the mayoral field is set, though, Dave. Next week, the candidates will start scrutinizing their opponents' nominating petitions, looking for some flaw that they can exploit to try to knock them off the ballot.
So what's your sense? Who's likely to get their stuff challenged next week?
Well, as Rosanna Dana would say, it's always something when it comes to Milton Street. The Philadelphia Inquirer broke the story this week that Street, the brother of former Mayor John Street, is actually registered as an independent. According to state law, he might not be eligible to run in the Democratic primary. Street formally launched his campaign last night at a North Philly church, and he was pretty adamant that he did change his voter registration back to Democrat in 2013.
I don't have to defend it. I don't need to defend anything. You better go down there and ask them how they're going to defend it. I did everything I was supposed to do.
However, public records clearly show that he is still registered as an independent and has voted as an independent 6 times over the last 3 years. So that leaves Milton wide open to a challenge from one of his opponents. Tuesday is the deadline to file those challenges, so we'll know by then who the other vulnerable candidates are.
Meanwhile, TV ad season's underway.
That's exactly right. We saw our first TV ad of the mayor's race this week, and it was a rather glowing one for former councilman Jim Kenney.
Fighting to protect civil rights when few would? Kenny. Lowering property taxes for seniors and middle-class homeowners? Jim Kenney.
Glowing so brightly, I got to adjust my dark glasses. Who paid for this ad?
It was a super PAC called Building a Better PA that gets most of its money from labor union groups. In fact, more than 2/3 of the money that this PAC raised came from Local 98. That's the electrical workers union headed up by the very influential John Dougherty, or as many in the press corps call him, Johnny Doc.
Mixing a metaphor with astrophysics and dark matter, is this what we might call dark money?
No, there is nothing dark about this money at all. We know exactly who's giving it and exactly who's spending it. This is what we call an independent expenditure. Groups like Building a Better PA can raise and spend as much money as they want to support a candidate as long as they don't coordinate directly with that candidate. That's a no-no. Since the candidates in this year's mayor's race haven't been able to raise that much cash, thanks to the city's campaign finance laws, we've been expecting independent expenditures like this to play a really big role in this race.
Like this and like others?
Well, we can't really say for sure if there are any more independent expenditures on the horizon, but we do know this. There are 3 wealthy financial executives from the Philadelphia suburbs who gave $5 million to Tony Williams' 2010 run for governor, and they've already formed a committee to help him out this time. They've initially put in $250,000, that was last year, and they've said more is coming. So that could mean another TV ad in Philadelphia's very expensive media market. So again, nothing dark about this money. These groups have to file disclosure forms just like the candidates do, and we just won't know until the next filing deadline in April. How much groups like these have been raising and spending.
I can imagine reaction from other candidates to these big spenders.
Yes. The same day that the ad for Jim Kenney came out, Lynn Abraham pretty much pounced. She asked her opponents to sign a people's pledge rejecting outside spending because it undermines the city's campaign finance laws.
Right now, we have 6 Democrats and 1 Republican running in this year's primary. Do we have a field of independents?
Independent candidates have until August to make their campaigns official, but there were some interesting developments on this front this week. First, Bill Green, who was just stripped of his title as chair of the School Reform Commission, changed his voter registration to independent last week. That's led some people to wonder if he's thinking about jumping into the mayor's race. Green told us that he's just keeping his political options open and that it's not likely he'll run for anything. In the meantime, Sam Katz, who is considering an independent run in the fall, has launched a website featuring his plan for funding Philadelphia's schools. Let's listen to a clip from that video on that site.
So today, I'm releasing my proposal aimed at closing the educational resource gap that has afflicted Philadelphia's public school kids for more than a generation. We need to send a very different message to Harrisburg, one that says we will be the responsible leader in educating our children.
Milton Street has also said that if he gets knocked off the ballot next week over this voter registration issue, he will also consider running as an independent. So depending on what happens in May in the primary, we really could be looking at an interesting race in November, something pretty unusual in a Democratic city like Philadelphia.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on this week's Reporters Roundup.